You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio. We're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iTunes, Spotify, Audible, Spreaker. We're on Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, and several other outlets like Deezer. We're also on YouTube, Vimeo, Twitch, TikTok, and Instagram TV. Check us out everywhere that podcasts are seen and heard. We are also through Sony Distribution, through Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony. We got Art 19, BMG, and 5050 Global Music Incorporated. Shout out to Quest Cross. What's up? We got the following bands and artists that we manage from around the world. We got Maze from the UK, Dirty Machine, Scott Plant, Freak Show, Jocelyn Sky, DJ Ken J, Our Frankenstein. We got Berserk, Hollywood Nightmare, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. We got Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian. We got Star Daddy, Vogue Hills, Wicked Star, Band of Family, author, producer, China Myers. She is also a radio host and screenwriter. And then, of course, actor, producer, and radio host Derek Webb, who is joining us by phone this evening. And then, of course, we got Mortis the Devil's Reject, Lillian Mortis, the Borderline Radio Show with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. Of course, that metal band from Fallen Fury from up in San Luis Obispo, California. And then, of course, we got Black Sabbatha, the ultimate Black Sabbath female-fronted tribute. We got Dawn Marlowe, High Priestess. She'll read your tarot cards, your crystal ball, your aura, whatever it is, as long as you're paying her. We got lead singer and actress Lisa O'Neill. We got Burn the Ships, Aussie Train, which is a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute, Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute, and then, of course, Adam Nuke, a.k.a. Boffy. You can see him play with Fire at a local show near you. And then, of course, Tekatesha, a.k.a. Lucas Humphrey from Green Jello Universe, of course. Shout out to Bill Manspeaker, of course. And also Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions and Warrior Dave and a bunch of other people that we love in the industry. And, of course, always Universal Bar and Grill, which still puts up with us to this day, 4 years later. Oh, wait, 3 years? 3 years. 3 years, yeah. Over 3 years, we've been doing concerts at the Universal Bar and Grill at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood, California, 91602. Go check them out. They have music regularly this Friday night. Speaking of that, come on out and join Jenny and the Muse at a fun little soiree for New Year's Eve that being hosted by none other than Nick Fuoco. You know, the crazy man at the helm. And he's, of course, Nightmare, the band Nightmare, which is an Alice Cooper tribute. He's going to be performing as the headliner that night. Come on out, drink a glass of champagne with us at midnight, toast in the new year. Of course, Heavenly Trip to Hell will also be playing, and some other bands, and of course, those sexy kittens dancing around on stage with Nick, as he wouldn't have it any other way than hot bitches on the stage during music. A man after my own heart. I do love you, Nick. Thank you for always putting on an amazing show with chicks in scantily clad outfits.
Yay!
Oh, yay. Exactly.
Nick, we got to meet.
That's awesome.
We love you, Nick. And, you know, you can always hire Lillian Mortis, a.k.a. Lillian Sin, from the world of burlesque. And she could dance at your next event. She's always down for that sort of thing. In fact, Lillian Mortis and Mortis the Devil's Reject will be there in person and Friday night at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. Come on out. Have a good time with us. And then, of course, don't forget to come on out for Jenny's birthday bash. This is back. It's good to be back, bitches. We are going to have a live show in a fucking bar. Imagine that. Imagine that.
Yeah.
We're going to have some really great people playing that night. Let's go to our phone to find out who. Because Jenny might have a bad memory because she books so many fucking things that she don't know what the fuck is up half the time. Okay, here we go. We got some really good bands that night. We've got, of course, Adam Nuke is going to perform that night. He's going to do some of his crazy freak show circus type of stuff. He is going to play with fire and all kinds of other crazy shit that only Boffy, a.k.a. Adam Nuke, will do. And then, of course, you can see Thomas the Red, the stand-up Viking comedian. He'll be performing his crazy stuff. Man, you got to come see this. He puts on quite the show. I mean, a whole new hole. It gives a whole new meaning to that song from Pocahontas by Disney. It's supposed to be a whole new world, Jenny. If you don't remember the fucked on rape and pillage. No, he doesn't rape because he doesn't want to get caught like, you know, all those other white guys. So we're going to leave that alone. But
anyway,
he's a really tall, big white dude. I'm just saying. No, we don't we'll pillage, but we will not rape. We have also at the helm, we got the first show kicking off the night, 20 Grit. And they are playing rock. And that's my friend Alejandra Arellano. Shout out to my little, say hello to my little friend. Literally, she's 4'9" or something like that.
What? Plays the drums.
And she's a drummer.
And has big hair.
And she has big old hair. And she big old,
also a lot of weed.
Well, we don't. Because her family might be watching. I highly doubt it. But still, it might be in Mexico somewhere. What's up? And of course, we have our buddy Kenny Freeman from If I Fall. He is the lead singer for that band. Great band. If you have not seen If I Fall, come on out and see them. I believe they're playing 9:15 to 9:45. And then, of course, we got Band of Family going on up in Bakersfield, California. If you know those guys, come on down, support, check them out. We're going to have Berserk, our buddies from Berserk. Is one of the bands we manage. Come on, check them out. They're like, I don't know. What are the bands I always say they're like? Public Enemy. If Public Enemy and...
Kind of Rage Against the Machines.
Well, yeah, I'd say Public Enemy had a baby with Body Count. That's kind of what I picture when I fucking think of them is... Seriously, they're kind of like a... You know, Public Enemy and that type. I don't know. Usually I listen to them. Very public, political. Yeah. Great stuff. And shout out to them. And come on, you guys come see them play. They go on, I believe, 10:15 to 10:45. And then, of course, round out the night, we're going to have Lillian Mortis is going to perform some burlesque and some freak show performance and all that hotness that she does. Literally, she plays with fire. And then, of course, we got Mortis the Devil's Reject rounding the night off. And maybe if I get my car settlement money, maybe Alejandra will play, maybe we'll do a Granny's Got a Gun set, possibly, if I'm ready by then. I just can't smoke weed before I go on.
Then I'll sound like this. And nobody wants that.
Oh, wait. Well, she's Aunt Rose Goldfarb. My aunt from New Jersey. She's a crazy bitch. Anyway, but come on out. Thursday, January 27th, doors at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 and goes all the way to like 1 a.m. We're going to have a big birthday bash and, some cake and alcohol and whatever else. But again, that's Thursday, January 27th at Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. So come on out. It's going to be a great time. Always fun. You there, Derek? What you doing? Derek still there? Oh, damn, my connection's bad. He says, we're just going to keep plugging along. He can at least play the songs. Okay, so we're here tonight with, of course, DJ King J. Up here in the middle of fucking nowhere. Literally the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Well, I'm in the in my studio right now.
So. Yes, we're here. What's the name of this damn town? What now?
We're in the crest right now.
Okay, we're in the crest. All right. We're brushing our teeth with Crest. Anyway, if you remember, we had DJ King J on the show back in October, and we played some really great songs of his back then, but we're also going to play some new stuff. Song off his new album.
I am the king. Yes. I can get your copy now.
I am the king. Check it out. I don't know if you can see with them. Shiny light.
Awesome.
Go check him out, DJ King J. You can find him on Spotify. You can find him on YouTube.
Yes.
He's wherever music is basically sold or listened to.
Yes.
So go check him out. We got some great songs tonight. And if you watched the last episode, you kind of know a little bit of the history of DJ King J. But let's do kind of like a rehash of what happened. So how long have you been doing? Have you been doing this? Have you been in this industry and making music?
I started spitting at 8. So
Jesus,
8 years old. I started
8 years old. Damn, could have been one of those kids in one of them, you know, Disney movies.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just kidding. No Disney. He would have been. He would have been on the movie South Central.
Right?
He would have been on the movie Friday.
Yeah.
He would have been on Barbershop.
Yeah.
He would have been on many movies.
Right.
Just not a Tyler Perry movie. Or maybe he would have been. I don't know.
If the money is right, man, you can come on and get every
Tyler. Tyler Perry will pay you a lot of money.
Come on, Madea, holla at me.
Yeah.
I wear my dresses, though, bro.
You don't want a dress?
No.
You could be like Big Mama's house. Oh, come on now. We're like Martin Lawrence with a do-rag. Martin Lawrence with a do-rag. All right.
Martin Lawrence.
I got jokes for days, son.
All right.
we're having a lot of fun up here. But he's been spitting since spitting Crest. Since he was
man.
So anyway, is this are you willing to do collaborations with other styles of music?
I'm willing to collab with anybody and everybody from all over.
Because remember how I was talking with you about what was her name, Miko? From Japan.
Yeah.
She's with Sony and Oda East. I think that would be a good collab.
I think
you'd be good to collab with a few of their people. You know what I mean? You always got to do mashups. If you don't do collaborations in music, how are you ever going to know what that next style of music could be? You got to push boundaries constantly. And there's a lot of amazing artists out there in the world who have pushed boundaries and doing mixed genres, like Dirty Machine and some of the bands that we know do like rap and hip hop together or metal and whatever, you know. Do a little, mixed with metal, the different stuff, and that's what you got to do to stay relevant. You got to always be pushing boundaries, and that's always a good thing to do, even to like mix it up, not just do collaborations with another person in your same style of music, like you're both in the world of hip hop or whatever. But it's also good to do mixed genres well. So, you know, and of course, I can see you with Avalanche.
Reggae.
He was on last week's show. Speaking of that,
shout out
to Avalanche from last week.
I actually saw that show, man. He's dope.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So
man.
We can get you mixed with little Aaron Hugh Brown.
Y'all played Believe in Yourself.
Yes,
track is dope, man. I mean, if you're watching right now, highlight me some type of way, man. We gotta connect. I'm telling that track.
Hell yeah! Check him out on Spotify and everywhere. He's Avalanche J A. on YouTube and Avalanche JA, like Jamaica, on Instagram and other places. So check out his music. And I think that would be a great collaboration for you to do,
especially the direction my music is going now. Mm. I like his message.
Right. So do like a little like hip hop and, and reggae.
Right.
Crossover. Yeah. So let's play a song. What would you like to play first out of the four? I said four songs, the three you sent me plus lockdown.
All right, I like to start off with some ass shaking music, you know me. So we can play Bounce That Ass since we got Queen Peaches in the building.
Hell yeah, yeah, Queen Peaches.
She's doing her thing.
Yeah, exactly. So we're Jenny and the Muse. This is King J. And then we're going to flip it over right there. See, it's Queen Peaches in the corner. Anyway.
we got
Queen Peaches in the corner. I'll show you for a second. That was like a
fucking punch tonight. Yeah. So yeah. Make sure y'all stay tuned, man.
Hell yeah.
Bounce That Ass right now.
All right, so we're going to start the show off with Bounce That Ass. But so
get on DJ, up and get ready to bounce that ass.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Instagram.
That ass till you can't no more. Make that ass hit the floor like your legs is broke. Shit that ass real fast like you got a motor in it. I ain't mad, get your cash, baby girl, get it. Do you know I like it when you make it? Bend that ass over, let me see it. Girl, throw it back, let me see it. Bend over, touch your toes, let me see it. So fast, she can shake it like a jello boat. She twerking on the dick like she grinding on a stripper pole. She twerk on all four like she forgot she had feet. Double D's in my hand, ass cheeks on my white tee. Girl, you know I like it when you throw that ass back. When you grab the mangles and you make that ass clap. Almost had a relapse, damn that ass so fat. She can twerk and split while she bounce on the lap. Goddamn, girl, keep doing what you doing. The way you shaking that ass, let me know what you pursuing. You got money on your mind, I got money on my mind. I'm looking past the pussy for a woman that's on the grind. When that's that in the bread without sucking the fucking one can match my hustle and throw it back cause I love it. Damn, ease up, you bout to cause a crash. Let Boosie in the bushes, she calling me badass. Girl, bounce that ass till you can't no more. Make that ass hit the floor like your legs is broke. Shit that ass real fast like you got a motor in it. I ain't mad, get your cash, baby girl, get it. Do you know I like it when you make it? Bend that ass over, let me see it. Girl, throw it back, let me see it.
What?
Bend over, touch your toes, let me see it.
Just touched down in the city and I'm about to turn up. Looking for the bad bitches, so I hit the clubs up. A little vodka with the berry, got your girl fucked up. And you know I'm trying to see that ass bounce, what's up? Got my homies in this bitch and they rolling up blunts. And for the haters in the back, got a problem, run up. I'm stacking mad cash, ready to grab ass. Only got the hundreds for the bitches that's getting smashed. Bend that ass, go pop tight, back it up again. Turn that shit around, drop low and then start again. Now for the niggas in the club who be swinging it hard. Come shaking my way, and I like it extra large. I wanna see you play with it, do a couple tricks with it. Bust a bitch open if you think you got the magic stick. But you gotta have my cash before you see all of this ass. Who about to pay this bill? Hey, plus I need a tip.
Girl, bounce that ass till you can't no more. Make that ass hit the floor like your legs is broke. Shit that ass real fast like you got a motor in it. I ain't mad, get your cash, baby girl, get it. Do you know I like it when you make it? Bend that ass over, let me see it. Girl, throw it back, let me see it. Bend over, touch your toes, let me see it. Girl, bounce that ass till you can't no more. Make that ass hit the floor like your legs is broke. Shit that ass real fast like you got a motor in it. I ain't mad, get your cash, baby girl, get it. Do you know I like it when you make it? Bend that ass over, let me see it. Girl, throw it back, let me see it. Bend over, touch your toes, let me see it. Girl, bounce that ass till you can't no more. Make that ass hit the floor like your legs is broke. Shit that ass real fast like you got a motor in it. I ain't mad, get your cash, baby girl, get it. Do you know I like it when you make it? Bend that ass over, let me see it. Girl, throw it back, let me see it. Bend over, touch your toes, let me see it.
L to the ass. All right, I feel like I'm in a strip club right now. Or maybe I just wish I was in a strip club right now. Oh, sorry, I didn't say that. You heard nothing. Especially if you're my child. Oh, wait, no, they've heard me say that type of stuff before. Never mind. It really doesn't matter.
That was
funny. Okay. Anyway, that was a good song. What was the name of it again? Tell
it's
everybody.
It's called Bounce That Ass, and it's off the La Familia mixtape for me and Queen Peaches, my sister. Oh, yeah. As you notice, the cover, our baby pictures, is dope. So, yeah, if y'all haven't heard it, go on YouTube, check it out. It's called La Familia, DJ King J, and Queen Peaches.
Hell to the yes.
Shout out Queen Peaches again, because I know she's watching me. I want to thank everybody that's watching and commenting right now.
Thank you so much.
Love, what is the inspiration for that song?
Yes. Oh Jesus.
Honestly, I was listening to Shake That Monkey by Too Short. And I'm like, yo,
Shake that monkey.
I was about to spit over that beat.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I know we can come up with something dope.
I thought you were listening to Back That Ass Up.
And my boy, Wolfie Knox, shout out Wolfie Knox, called us the Nasty Twins, because most of our music is turn up ass shaking. And so when I got the hook down, and I'm like, yo, Queen Peach is definitely going to go hard on this motherfucker. So we put it together. And,
all right.
Man.
Queen Peach.
It was like I set it up. Like, we doing our thing in the club, and she came in with that kill shot, like, y'all gonna pay me, motherfucker. So,
yeah.
Trying to get her mixtape done, too.
Oh, very good.
No Trip is coming.
Okay, do we have a working title? No?
No.
Okay, cool.
We're working on it.
She working. They working on it. They be working on it. And my buddy Quest liked some of the songs that he heard that I sent him with you on them. Lockdown Slayers. All right, we're going to play another song. Keep this rolling along. What do you want to play next, you said?
Bad Chick Bandit.
Okay, Bad Chick?
Yeah, Bad Chick Bandit.
Bad Chick Bandit.
Bad Chick Bandit.
King, DJ King Tank. Up here in the middle of nowhere. James, we'll talk to the block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and Sony Music Entertainment. Boom. Play Bad Chick Bandits.
Don't leave the girls around me.
Don't leave the girls around me.
DJ Keep
I fall up in the spot. I know I'm on my creepy.
Yeah.
Spot a couple of them. Know I'm trying to make a man.
Make a man.
Show how I do. Lifestyle, no, I can't get away from it.
Can't get away.
Probably play the game till I'm 99. And I don't see a way I'll be slowing down. Dollar, dollar bill, I'll be looking for the singles. Thinking about them putting that thing on me. Strategy when I ain't over conversation. They ain't about to try the friends on me. They know I get the hot ones everywhere I go.
Fuego.
I come around, it's a problem. They know that I'm a killer.
I'm a bad chick bandit.
I know this might be rude and it might be mesh. But play it out the way. Cause when I come through, they should run. Should run. Cause I'm a bad chick bandit. Out on a prowl, searching for hot shit. I'm looking for the bad chick. Always got a bad chick with me. And I got that best friend with her. Look at my demeanor like it's a superpower. They're probably why her ex-friend tripping up. You see, I win it. Got them haters mad, ain't it? Wish you could boss her like this. I be in the backstroke in the pool full of women, yeah. Pickpocket, snatching hearts. So smooth that you won't catch me. So good that you gon' let me take you down. Make them think they have it their way with me. That is just part of the plan. A player, so please do not play with me. So cool and so smooth, I'm the man. I'ma make them understand. I'm a bad chick, bandit. I know this might be rude and it might be rash. Play it, get out the way. Cause when I come through, they should run. Should run. Cause I'm a bad chick, baby. Out on the ground, searching for hot shit. I'm looking for the bad chick.
I know you heard about the game, so you know what I'm here to do. I'm looking for the baddest of the baddest to get into. I'm a bad chick bandit, a thick chick magnet. Smooth with the words in the game, so savage. It's so crazy what I do when I see you with your lady. And I walk off with your girl, and she calling me baby. When it comes to the bad chick, never settle for average. You love her, I get her, take her home, so ecstatic. A bad chick to me, a girl that's really by the papers. Banging body, smart mind, and quick to curve a hater. Loyal to the king, with a great future behind to make her my hustle money while all you see is vagina. So proud to be the man that she choosing on. I'm the man she always call whenever he ain't home. When she call me, I pick up, give her D till she hiccup. I hit it twice like I missed her.
Why? Cause I'm a bad chick, bandit. I know this might be rude and it might be mad. get out the way. Cause when I come through, they should run. Should run. Cause I'm a bad chick bandit. Out on the prowl, searching for hot shit. I'm looking for the bad chick.
DJ PJ.
Hey, with Bad Chick Bandit. Go ahead, run, run across, okay. run.
Don't
look at my butt. Run for it, run. Look at her ass. No, I'm sorry. Oh, see, her mid booty just
she's gonna be behind you, Jenny.
No problem. Here we go. We're back. All right, cool. Hey, Derek, are you there?
Yeah, Jenny, can you hear me?
There you go. All right. What's up, Derek? How you doing?
How's it going, Jack? Can you guys hear me? Shaking,
are you bouncing that ass while you listening to his music?
Make sure you bounce it.
You guys having a good time?
Are you a bad chick bang?
Oh yeah.
You guys have questions for the guest tonight, Derek?
Oh yeah. No. Yes. No. I'm sorry. I thought you guys couldn't hear me, so I was like, but yeah. No. That was some awesome music, man. That was some awesome tunes. I mean, do you guys now? You guys originally, you guys started, you said you were, it was, if I mistakenly heard you, you were only 8 years old?
Yeah, when I first started rapping, I was 8 years old, and just getting tired of paying for studio prices, I learned how to mix and master my own music and record my own music, and I went on from there, and I do everything that you hear, I put out, that's me back here grinding by myself. I don't have no big team behind me, so in this room right here is where I make it happen.
He produces for other artists.
Oh, yeah. I've got to work for a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Wow, phenomenal. Now, if you don't mind me asking, too, now going back to the days when you said you, because you started rapping at the age of 8, now were you back in school? Was that a thing for you in school as well? I mean, or was that something that followed you through school or middle school, high school, and were you ever picked on for that kind of thing? Or?
No, but honestly, I used to rewrite famous raps and then I used to just find beats and read, like, right over those. I used to take it to school, and some of the staff actually give me a couple dollars to spit for them. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice. That's how I started in school. And then after school, you know, I did my same thing, but I always tried to stick to doing my music.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Now, and you guys do perform live usually and do live concert performances?
I've done some performances, and I'm willing to do more now.
Yeah, we want to get him out on some stuff this year and get him, you know, doing some shows down in L.A., you know, get him on some more things going on, yeah.
Most definitely, yeah, because you guys, I mean, judging at the – I mean, the tunes alone blew my socks off, because especially the shake that I did. I love that one.
Thank you.
I was sitting here, like, I was bouncing my head to it. I was like, wow, you know, I could get this playing in my car all day long and have no time. I mean, you guys definitely, you get quite the, you know, talent. And, that's amazing work you guys have going on.
Thank you.
And that's coming from a white boy from New Hampshire.
A white boy from all the woods.
He gonna send you a copy, Derek. Do you hear that? He gonna send you a copy of his album, Derek. You better be shooting him your mailing address.
What did he say?
He said he's gonna mail you a copy of his new album, I Am the King. And so you just
awesome.
Send him your mailing address and he'll send you a copy.
Yeah, because I definitely love it. I mean, even like I said, I was listening to it here and I was just bouncing my head. I was like, man, I could get these tunes in my car. I mean, you got some beautiful talent, man. And if you don't mind, is it more than several albums or just one album right now going on?
Honestly, since I've been doing music, I've done plenty of compilation mixtapes, solo mixtapes, little EPs. But this one is actually my first album. First solo album. So everything has been like straight mixtapes. I was, you know, doing mixtape thing and you know, I just felt it was time and my mind was right, and I developed as an artist so I wouldn't be stuck on one topic when I put together my album. So you'll have like Bad Chick, Bandit, Netflix, and Chill, and then you could bounce that ass with like Get Loose. So you have a plethora, so I can reach anybody. Who yeah. you are, you'll find something on my album you'll like.
Right. Yeah. The whole album, man. We were sitting there listening to it in the car.
Yeah.
And we just like the whole thing. I just like
it's a good album.
Several songs I could see Sony taking on for sure.
It's a good album.
You know what I mean? So that's one of my goals this year is also to get you signed with The Orchard. And as are several of the artists that we manage, we're trying to get, you know, going with all that. But I really love your music, and a lot of your songs are very relatable, or they're very just like, you know, laid back. And, you know, I heard several on there were just really phenomenal. So I really think that could be, you know, big selling points, especially for tours, putting you on tours with other bigger artists and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready.
You know, so, I mean, they have rap festivals and all those things, rap and hip hop festivals all over the place. All over the country, all over the world, actually. So, you know, you guys could be, you know, opening for some of the bigger people. Yeah. And that's always a good thing.
Definitely.
And how many songs are on this new album?
On this one, I got nine.
Nine songs nine on, the, on this album. Yeah. Okay.
I guarantee you'll love it. And I do autograph all my stuff. So you will have personalized autograph from me on my album.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, Derek, we're going to play another song. We'll be back with you in just a second as soon as we play this next song. It's called Lockdown, and it's about COVID, and it features Queen Peaches.
Shout out Queen Peaches.
Shout out Queen Peaches.
This is
also, but it's called Lockdown. It's about COVID and being locked down. Peace. We'll talk to the block.
They got us on lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. They got the whole city on lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. But we still at the crib turning up like bumpy vibes, bumpy vibes. House party turn like bumpy vibes, bumpy vibes. The gangsters is on lockdown.
2020, this shit suck. Coronavirus got a bitch fucked up. We all stuck in the house, Vegas shut down, and we waiting for a check from this fucking clown. Outdoors, give me 6 feet. Congregating, here comes the police. Gotta go to the store with a mask on. Mask off when a nigga get back home. In the spot, we turning up straight facts. Henny vodka, I'm shooting back straight jack. Music banging and we higher than a meal stack. I take a puff, grab a bottle, head to the back. Queen Peaches in this bitch and I'm laying down laws. Laying down who laws. Got the biggest dick? Start dropping them draws. Got a case of LOD and I'm ready to fuck. Hey, James, the queen is ready to
know. They got us on lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. They got the whole city on lockdown.
We on lockdown, but we turn the crib to the club. We got right. bottles, got tree going
all the way up.
This Rona got niggas on edge and shit. I'm in the studio dropping trash, trying to plan some shit. Like when this shit is over, I'ma make a couple racks, spend half of that, and make it double back like if I got some. When it's up, I'm trying to cop some. Niggas hit me up, trying to drop some. Nigga, I need 6 feet, cause I don't trust shit. Motherfuckers be nasty, so I don't touch shit. Yo, but soon as I step in the spot, hoes flock to a nigga trying to fill on the cop. Queen Peaches in the back and she twisting the bud. When Dame step in, everybody get drunk. It's a God Money party going down at the crib. And if you ain't on the list, nigga, you ain't getting it. Nigga, facts.
Lockdown, lockdown. They got the whole city on lockdown, lockdown, down. But we still at the crib turning up like bumpy vibes, bumpy vibes. House party turn like bumpy vibes, bumpy vibes. The gangsters is on lockdown.
'20 got a bitch fucked up.
Man, I hope y'all enjoy this music, man. I work hard on it.
Hell yeah. So please like this program today. share this.
Yes.
Follow us. Go to James Real Talk on the Block. You can go to Get Real Global Entertainment LLC. You can go to any of our Get Real Global companies that we own, whatever it is. It could be our productions, could be our booking agency. If you want to get booked on concerts, hit me up. That's what I do. I book for Sony, and I also book for my own stuff. So it doesn't have to be necessarily Sony stuff, but I book for our own program, all of our own concerts as well, as well as help with other people's concerts. And then, of course, we're about to start 2022 is going to see some great things. We got Derek Webb is going to be on Time to Get Real with us.
It's
going to be all about the movie industry, movies, television shows, streaming services, woo! Anything to do with real, R-E-E-L, not R-E-A-L.
Are we that real?
Time to Get Real. So it was kind of like, you know, a double entendre shit going on there. Jenny likes to do that stuff where I fuck with your mind, you know. But we got Time to Get Real. And then, of course, if you want to, you can also join us, Derek, as a host on That's Real Entertainment, which will be where artists come on and they perform live. So you get to sing live, play with your band live, whatever. If you want to play with your band live, no, I'm just kidding. if you're that kind of person,
don't get them too aroused. Come on. No.
We're not the show for you. We are the show for you, but we're not the show for you. No. That would be awesome.
Well, we could.
That's
be,
only actually. On the Playgirl channel. As only Derek Webb would know.
Pay-per-view status. That's what I'm going to say. Pay-per-view status.
If you want to know a little bit about Derek Webb, he is a former Playgirl magazine alumni.
He
has been featured in Playgirl magazine for all you for women out there and or gay men who like to pick up Playgirl. I'm sorry, Derek. I'm sure somebody's rubbed one out to you at some point.
What's that? Wait, what did you say? Wait, what, Jenny?
Male or female, you take your pick. Anyway.
Come on. And there's plenty, I'm sure. No.
Anyway, so of course, Derek is always welcome to be a co-host on all of our shows that we got coming out. But with That's Real Entertainment, the artists can put their link up on the on the street, on the screen in the comments or whatever, and so that way the artist can get paid to play. So you can contribute money to them like it's a tip jar. You got the artist can hook up their Venmo, their PayPal, their whatever link it is you want people to send you money to, whether, it could be any of the choices. You got Cash App, you got Venmo, PayPal. There's literally, I think, a tip jar app, something. There's some different ones. You can put your link up in the bio. I'll share the link as well. And then the artists can get paid to play. So it's another way for artists to make a little bit of money and to showcase their talents. Authors can come on and read an excerpt from their book. Anybody in the entertainment industry, we can feature a clip from your new movie coming up. Whatever it is you want to do. And of course, Time to Get Real is about the movie and television industry. But we got one last song to play. We got a worldwide premiere. Featured on this fucking show in the almost five years it has been on the air. March, coming up this March in 2022, will be our 5 year count of five. And I feel like what was that show? The electric company? 13. Was that either Sesame Street or one of them fucking shows? I don't know. Anyway, we had a worldwide premiere tonight.
Yes.
By DJ King J of his new album. We have not featured it yet and I played it.
Hell yeah.
We're going to feature this. So again, like I said, go and check him out on YouTube, Spotify. Go check him out on his Facebook page, his Instagram page. And just type in DJ King J with two Y's, J-A-Y-Y. And go like him, follow him. Not literally, because I think his wife will kill you. but sorry, Ashley, I had to throw it out there. Anyway, so but go check him out, like him, follow him, share his music, share his social media pages, whatever. Help make. I'm not gonna say what a white person said once. No, make music an amazing thing again. Like, come on and help everybody. Whether it's music, artists, dancers, whatever it is we feature on this show, actors, could be poets. Anybody. Yeah, poets, whatever it is, mm-hmm. share their stuff, like their stuff, follow them, and just help support. That's all we ask of you. But go especially check out the music. And what is the name of the new song?
Woo! I'm waiting for this one.
Worldwide.
This song right here is called Missing You. It's reaching my boy Jacob Kimball. Make sure you check him out too. Shout out Jacob Kimball.
Yeah.
I want to, and as soon as this show is over, I said about 20 minutes after, you can go to my YouTube channel and the song will be uploaded tonight.
Hell yeah.
So if I'm missing you, make sure y'all enjoy. I'll need some comments. Let me know what y'all think.
Hell yeah. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you think of the new song.
Yeah. Yes. DJ King J featuring Jacob Kimball, Missing You right now.
Hell yeah. Worldwide premiere, Missing You. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk awesome. Radio, Sound Music Entertainment, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM. Booyah!
Hit World.
Sitting back listening to Neo, thinking like, damn, where did she go? She was my rock, my sheep, go. She had a bright mind and a deep soul. Her intellect was like heaven sent. Them other girls became irrelevant. I felt the spark with one kiss. It was a true feeling that I can't resist. Now thinking back on the things we had good days and some bad. Them fights felt like Baghdad. But in the end, I was proud of the one I had. I was proud to show her off like the queen she is. Damn, I never knew I would feel like this. I keep reminiscing about that kiss. God damn, a nigga really gotta get out his feels, cause...
Baby, I'm missing you every day. Just wanna hold you in every way. Just know that I got so much to say. Wish that you would stay. Me without you is bad for my health. It hurts me to see you with someone else. But it's the worth being by myself. Guess I'll do this all alone. It sucks to be on my own. And I just want you to know, you are my rock and my stone. After all the feelings I showed, and I can't seem to keep it in. All the things that we could have been, I didn't know that this could end. Wish that you would stay. Me without you is bad for my health. It hurts me to see you with someone else. But it's the worth being by myself. Oh.
Through the ups and downs, I remain humble. When we didn't have nothing, then we felt the struggle. I'm talking no gas, no water, but we made it out and built a life around it. Now fast forward just a couple years, more problems, shedding more tears, hella stress over hella bills. With insecurities, you can't face your fears. Now you can run off and find another, but if you put the same effort, you can find each other. You can chase ass, you can chase cash, but nothing more sexy than a girl that's loyal. Ain't nothing more right than a girl that rides, and I always hold you down when you're hurting inside. When she gone, you miss her. When she back, you kiss her. Like the first time you met, now that's the mission for real.
Baby, I'm missing you every day. Just wanna hold you in every way. Just know that I got so much to say. Wish that you would stay.
Help. Might help if I unmuted the mic.
Damn.
I forgot during song tracks you have to mute the mic. Anyway, we
got to... If I try, it is. No.
Hell yeah. Well, anyway, so we've had a great show tonight. We want to thank DJ King J for being on the show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That was a worldwide premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. On his YouTube.
Jacob Kimball again, man.
There you go. Hell yeah. We featured 4 of his songs tonight. So go check out his music. Check out his new album, I Am the King.
If you need a copy, hit me up. I'll make sure you get it, no matter where you at.
All right.
We'll get a copy of it.
Hell yeah. So
autograph.
Don't autograph. Well, hell yeah.
Fabulous,
you better
brother.
Jump on that, Derek. You better send him your
I'm jumping.
Okay, well, go to Kit. Was it? What are you on? King J Taylor? Or
you can hit me up on Facebook.
Hit him up on his messenger, King J Taylor.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna sign your copy right now as soon as we get off the air.
Hell yeah, Derek! And then sent you. All right, we want to thank Derek Webb as always for being with us, and we want to wish everybody a Merry New Year.
Thank you.
Merry New Year!
Merry New Year!
Happy New Year!
I'm sorry. That's all.
Trading
places always gets me. But anyway, we had Jenny and the Muse. Oh hell yeah! He's got the belt.
The I Am the King.
I Am the King title.
Right for the album.
DJ King J for the new album. I want to get this. Yeah. Anyway, till next week, we're gonna have some more crazy guests in the month of January. Check out especially Wednesday, January 26th, because Orgy, my friend and compatriot Jay Gordon, lead singer at the helm of Orgy, will be on my show again. We love those guys, and shout out to, as always, to Lou Gordon and everybody. Shout out to Trent Myers. She's doing her holiday stuff. And till next week, we'll be back with more craziness on James Will Talk of the
Block. Real quick, shout out Thomas Gatlin. Shout out my bro.
Go for it.
Salute.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All right, till next week. Peace out.
Thank you.
Bye.
Peace.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.